While she was at this night out with her friends, she got drunk and the next day confessed to me that she kissed a guy. Said that she had never seen him before. I received a rendition of completely fake tears and I'm sorry. What's going on, everybody? Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's doing well. We are back with another subscriber email. Guys, if you want to send in a story, send it to truestorynation@gmail.com. Here, I'll put it on the screen. That's truestorynation@gmail.com. It could be a funny story. You want to give advice. You think you can help out somebody. If it's just one person, that's good. That's great. You've done your job. A success story, you feel like you can help out some people, you're looking for advice, you want from, you know, people in the comments, people listening to the video, or you just want to send me something that you want to talk about. I've gotten several of those emails where people just wanted to talk and get something off their chest. So but if you want to send in a story, send it to truestorynation@gmail.com. You guys read the title, so let's get into it. So the subject is just subscriber's story. Keep my name anonymous, please. All right. You put those in caps. Let's see what this is about. Hi, True Story. I feel that by telling my story, it may be helpful to other men out there. I'd like to keep my name anonymous, however. Today, I'm currently 27 years old. 3 years ago, at 24, I got into a relationship with a woman I had known since I was 15. She was the exact same age as me. We were friends for a considerable period of time. Then things just clicked at one point and we took things further and ended up getting into a relationship. Everything was fine and both our families were extremely happy about it. I liked her parents and vice versa. I had perfect chemistry with this girl. Conversation always flowed, always made her laugh, and she told me I was amazing at going down on her. That I'd hit the spot. Every time. She was always all over me after we were in a relationship. Something that as just a friend beforehand you'd never have guessed. Everything was great in our relationship, and nearly a year into it, I'm thinking to myself, I think she may be the one. Having known her for a total of 9 years at this point, I figured that if there was any bad stuff about her, that I'd probably know it by now. She had no red flags, no tattoos, never dressed like a slut, polite to everyone, well-spoken, made good money as a makeup artist working at television studios, conferences for top British politicians, and in addition to that, was hired to work in various places throughout the United Kingdom. She wasn't irritating, annoying, or too needy. So I'm thinking, yeah, I think this is the girl. I really think she's the one. At the time, I was working a security job for events in Glasgow. I made enough to get by, but not any extreme money. It was a 0 hours contract job, so you only got hired to work when they needed you. I wanted to buy her a wedding ring, so I was asking some friends at work if they could get me any hours that would pull in better income for me, which they did. I worked 12 to 15 hours per day, 5-6 days per week, guarding construction equipment outside Glasgow. If you don't know Scotland, then it rains here, a lot. It's freezing cold in the winter. Standing in the snow at a glorified shed with a dim light for 15 hours per day felt like an eternity. But I told myself to do it so that I have more money and at the same time, I'd be able to afford a good ring for her. Because I'm working so much, my time spent communicating with my girlfriend had been diminished slightly. She started to complain that something just wasn't right and that we needed to fix it. I told her I only had a few months left of working at the construction site and that things would eventually go back to the way they were. Because I worked a job that was a 0 hours contract job, the jewelers wouldn't give me the ring up front until the second last payment had been paid in the payment plan schedule. I had paid 7 out of 11 payments at this point and was close to getting the engagement ring. I had drained myself physically, sacrificed time with my friends and family, and my girlfriend, all to get the money to get this ring. 2 months before I was due to get this ring, I was met with an additional things just aren't right in our relationship. Something needs to change. I told her that they will and not to worry about it again. I had only taken an extra month on the job so that we could eventually go on the holidays to Paris, Rome, or New York. She wasn't satisfied with the answer and told me to get a new job. I told her again that I'm doing it for us and that she'll appreciate it when she's traveling. I had spoken to my boss about the matter and he was asking if I wanted my hours cut slightly. So I only had to work 8 hours 4 days per week, but 15 hours on the 5th day. This helped and things started to pick up again. She seemed happier and more content with the relationship again. Well, at this point, I'm thinking, great. I'm getting the best of both worlds. Money is coming in and things with the girl I'm going to ask to marry me are back the way that they were. She was asking me if I could make it to one of her friend's birthdays, to which I said I couldn't, as I started at 2 a.m. on the 15-hour shift day. I told her I was sorry and that it was just bad luck on the day that it happened to fall on. While she was at this night out with her friends, she got drunk, and the next day confessed to me that she kissed a guy. Said that she had never seen him before, and all her friends were angry at her for kissing him while she had a boyfriend. She told me about this, and at the time I was pissed off. 2 weeks had gone by. I am currently sitting 1 month away from getting this wedding ring, and I'm excited by it. When I noticed she had started taking her phone out of the room with her, it was unusual and had caught my attention. She was, however, extra happy than usual. And had a positive feeling about her that had been absent prior. I thought this was due to my long hours ending, going back to my usual working hours. Sitting oblivious, I received a phone call from an unknown number on my phone. It was one of her friends who was concerned about her, saying that she had been acting differently and was acting out of character, and she didn't like it, asking if I knew if anything was going on with her. I told her no, and that she seemed happy last night when I saw her. One day had gone by when I received another phone call from this same friend telling me that the guy she bumped into at a nightclub and kissed turned out to be a male model she had worked with previously on one of her makeup sets. She had been sleeping with him at his flat behind my back for months while I was working. I was absolutely devastated. I couldn't believe it. So I confronted her myself. After bringing it up, I received a rendition of completely fake tears and I'm sorry. I told her that I had been working so hard so I could buy her a wedding ring and take her away on holidays. And she had finished whatever was here between us, not only as a couple, but as a friendship. I grabbed her phone and deleted my number from it, blocked her on every single communication medium possible, and to this day, she has never reached out to contact me. I know some of you are thinking the cheating started after she professed she was unhappy. No, this cheating started from 1 month into our relationship. She was at a peak happiness. After I told her that I didn't want to see her again, I seen the tears dry up immediately, and she became a very cold, inhospitable person, more like the mask lifting off. Today I'm Red Pill, chasing excellence, and would never entertain marriage due to its high risk, low reward legal implications that can ruin men's lives. Can you imagine if I married her? She'd have taken everything from me. She would have taken every last penny and left me face down in the dirt, given no chance. The point of this story is, you can know someone as a friend for 9 years of your life, be in a relationship with them for nearly 18 months, and at the end, they can turn out to be someone you'd never think they'd be. There were no signs and no red flags that are described today by content creators. It was the perfect Trojan horse. Stay safe, be careful, and never let your guard down. P.S. I used the money for the engagement ring to put myself through university, and now I'm 1 year away from getting my bachelor's degree in electrical engineering. Shout out to the engineers. I'm planning to move to America after I graduate and hopefully get a decent job within the tech industry. I have no idea how she's doing, and frankly, I don't give a F. But as Donovan Sharp says, she belongs to the streets, no matter where she goes. A red-pilled man from Scotland. Wow. Salute to you. Let me give my thoughts. Wow, man, salute to you. Reading through the story, I'm not gonna lie, I thought it was gonna be another one of those. Yeah, she told me she was sorry, gave me tears, I forgave her, she did it again. I thought you were gonna go back. Nope. As soon as you found out, it was a wrap. Blocked her, got rid of her, haven't heard of her since. Good for you. That's how it should be. You focused on yourself. You went to university, you spent that money on yourself. You're about to get your bachelor's in engineering. Shout out to the engineers. That is amazing. We all know, we've read several stories here. You reward bad behavior, what are you going to get? More bad behavior. He just let it go and moved on with his life. And I love the part where you said, I have no idea how she's doing, and frankly, I don't give a F. That's how you move on. That is the best revenge. Honestly, move on. She doesn't exist to you anymore. She did that with that guy. She wanted to be with him. Hope maybe it's working out with them. Maybe it's not. Who cares? But you're doing good. You're doing great. So thank you for sending in this story. This was a great story. Feel free to follow up with, how you're doing once you get your bachelor's and things and how your career's going and all that. So salute to you. Guys, if you want to send in a story, send it to truestorynation@gmail.com. Here, I'll put it on the screen. That's truestorynation@gmail.com. Let's go ahead and check out another email. All right, so we have another one here. It's a short one, but it's just the subject is just my story. I'm 42, going through a divorce. Share my story. Married 9 years. The first half were great. 2015, we bought a new house. 6 months later, she began missing work, having mental problems, drinking and doing drugs. Oh no. She has a condition and had been following her doctor's care to the point she got promoted at work several times, etc. That all changed. She started blowing through money, spending time with her family and feeding on their drama. She had a competitive streak, sibling rivalry, that went on through their adulthood. Whenever her sister bought a new car or house, my wife would want one. Her sister was a creepy mother effer. She would ask me to give her back rubs and would make comments that if a man said them, it would be considered sexual harassment. Last straw came this summer. She would beg me to let her nieces move in. I told her that I didn't want to be responsible for someone else's kids. Plus, they were out of control, hormonal, and rumored to be going through the boy crazy phase. As you can see, I didn't want to take on that burden of raising other men's kids, coupled with my wife being out of pocket. When she returned home, she was ice cold to me. Saturday morning, when I got up, she told me she wanted a divorce. I was asking her who was he. She told me she has been speaking with her ex-fiance for advice. I almost puked. Monday, I filed for divorce. Share it on your page, man. Name withheld. Wow. Dang, man. Let me give my thoughts. That was a short one, but man, I'm glad you shared that. That's messed up. So it's like things were great, you said, at least for the first half of your marriage. And before you got married, I'm sure things were great. And then it just went downhill. So, whole competition with siblings is annoying. So, every time she bought a house or a car, she wanted to compete. Like, and then she had quit her job. So, it was like you are actually buying those things. And it's things that you don't even want. So, that's kind of messed up. And she's trying to move people in, and she didn't care about what you wanted. It was whatever she wanted. And notice, as soon as you said no, what happened? She wants out. She doesn't want to be there anymore. The word no is very powerful. I tell you that, it's very powerful. And I love that when she said, I want a divorce, your response was, who is he? You already know. When she gets to that point, she's already got someone else lined up. Already got someone else lined up. You're a smart man. You know what's up. I'm glad you filed for divorce. I hope you're going to be good in the end. Hope she doesn't take everything from you. Feel free to send in an update about this. I know you want it to remain anonymous, but I'll refer people back to this video if you send an update, and let us know how it went. If you're doing good, hopefully you're doing good. Man, that word, no, I tell you, powerful. Guys, let me know what you think about both emails in the comments below. If you want to send in a story, give advice, receive advice, send it to truestorynation@gmail.com. Here, I'll put it on the screen. That's truestorynation@gmail.com. And I'll catch you guys at the next one.